I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Mompreneur Model Show here on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week breaking those myths that mompreneurs, you know, dabble in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart businesswomen finding that balance between building a business and raising a family. And I love my social media journey, and I know I share this with you guys all the time. Every time I hear someone say, oh, I'm wasting my time on Facebook and I'm wasting my time on Twitter, I tell you, you're just not doing it right because you cannot believe the amazing people you can connect with. And today's guest is an exact example of this. Jessica Rowan and I connected on Twitter. We were just, you know, found each other in, somebody tweeted us into a group, and I am somebody who always goes in and looks at who I'm tweeting with, and saw her, pulled up her site, you know, saw what she was doing, followed her, and then sent her a message that I would love to share her. She is a mom of three and the inventor of the Broom Huggy. And I love this product. She wanted an alternative to bulky traditional mops that use a lot of water, and then found that disposable things created a lot of landfill waste, and she really set out to transform that common technique of wrapping a towel and a broom and everything else and created this efficient cleaning device that she calls the Broom Huggy. I love that it's eco-friendly, and I can't wait to share her. So, Jessica, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you, Dori. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Me too. And I totally agree with you about Twitter.
Yeah.
My journey has been just as amazing as well. So I've met so many great people. So this is awesome.
It's remarkable, isn't it? The amazing people that you can meet. So I have to ask you, just jumping right in, what made you create this? Because I am one of those people that does the towel around the, you know, I don't like to say brand names of things, you know, and we'll do it that way because I hate throwing things away too. So that's what I do. And so tell me.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, a few years ago when my kids were really little, you know, we'd always have to clean up after them. They were spillers. So we would just go along, you know, you do your normal cleanup. You'd start with the counters and then you would do your floors next. And, you know, I had a traditional mop and other competing products, and I didn't find those very effective. And again, I didn't like to use all that water because we live in San Diego, so there's a drought going on almost year-round here. So basically, I would end up taking my towel that I used to wipe off the counters, and I would take my hair tie, because I have a lot of hair, and I would wrap it around my broom, and that created a sweeping and mopping action at the same time, which I like because it saved time, water, and trash. So for me, it was one of those no-brainers. After I kind of got out of that non-sleeping phase with my kids, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go and sew something up around my broom, and I did, and I basically took a dish towel and I sewed it the shape of the broom and went from there. So, I mean, basically once I got to the point of like, oh, I like this, and then I stamped some buttons on it, and then I continually added to where it is today. So that's how the original one started.
So what do people say? How do they react when you tell them about this idea? I mean, like I said, when I saw it, I was like, this is great.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I think there's a phenomenon going on. A lot of people's first reaction is, you know, let's go in Shark Tank. And I say, well, that sounds great, but right now we're kind of just trying to do things a little bit more organically. Basically, you know, we're still kind of in the pre-order phase. So we haven't started our sales yet, but we're starting the pre-sale. So to actually go on Shark Tank, we're like, okay, well, we need to get a little bit more further along. It's still in the idea phase. So that's and then the second thing that people say is that they just really like it. They go, well, I could use that. So that's kind of what spawned us to keep going. So everyone who's seen it, they go, oh, my gosh, I do the same thing. I wrap that towel around my broom and you know, I could use that, you know, and it's at a price point where people go, oh, I'll buy that. So it's just kind of one of those things that really fills that need. You know, that's what's great about this product. You know, when they say you're an entrepreneur, you have to fill a need. And I feel like people go, oh, yeah, you really fill a need. So that's the two things that people usually say at first. And then I get the third person that says, you know, I don't clean my floors. So some people say that, but most people say it's a really great idea. So it's pretty astonishing. So to come this far with it, so it was surprising.
Well, is this your first invention? Is this the first time you've ever set out to do something like this?
It's definitely my first invention. So I mean, as far as you know, I've had lots of ideas, but this is the one that I've taken far because I feel like this one was. You know, I think a lot of people have a lot of ideas, but to actually take it and sew something and bring it and actually go and find a manufacturer and do it, I think this is definitely my first one. So it's taken about 2 years to get to this point. So it's not the easiest thing to just go from idea to actually having prototypes. So it's definitely my first idea that I've taken this far. And I'm pretty excited about it. I feel like it's been pretty successful. So It's very exciting. So,
you know, it is because people really don't realize. I am somebody who created a line of product also. You know, We have Safety Bags LLC and we have a line of clear bags and backpacks and sports and travel bags and things dealing with safety issues. It took me 4 years just to find a manufacturer. But not only to make the quality product I wanted, I had to go overseas for it because they don't have the machinery here. But I had to find a factory that conformed with the Fair Wage Federation, the environmental protection laws, the child labor laws. Because as a mom, I don't want to be one of those people 10 years down the line going, oh, I had no idea I had a 7-year-old working on my product. So it is.
Yeah.
There is a lot that goes into the back end of things. And
yeah,
you really, I mean, and I love that you are so committed to this because you really do have to be. You have to completely know that you have a product that's a great product because overnight successes are usually 5 to 10 years in the making.
Correct.
You know?
They may, you make it look so easy, but you don't know what's going on in the back end and, you know, all of the times that you're struggling with it and you're like, oh, am I just being silly and going forward, you know? You think, oh, but you keep going, you know? And the good thing about this product that I like is that it is here and, you know, we make it in L.A. The first 10 prototypes we had made in San Diego, so by a girlfriend of mine. So, and I literally, when I brought in the one that I sewed, I brought her a dirty towel. I was like, I need your help here. And she's like, what is that? I said, well, it's an invention that I have that goes around a broom. And she's like, I don't know about that. And then I explained it to her. And, you know, at that point, we cut out like different models and like all sorts of different shapes, and then we added the foam and the scrubbing edge, and then we did that, and then once we put that on, we realized, oh, we have to get it wet, and then we added a liner so your broom doesn't get wet because there's nothing worse than a wet broom. So, you know, it was funny though when I brought it to her. It took about, you know, 6-8 months to get it right, to get that prototype done. So, you know, we just kept going, and we ended up having those tested by 10 different people. You know, we had 10 different kinds made, and we went there, and it went from, it really just kept going. So, but,
you know,
that's
I love that you did this, you know, yourself, that you know,
yeah.
For me, I designed something, but I there was no way for me to even make a prototype. I had to find a factory that could do that. So
right.
I love that you made a prototype, took a dirty towel to your friend going, okay, look, here's what I want. You know, my best friend and I do children's theater together, and I joke all the time that, you know, she thinks up the craziest stuff, and then it's my job to figure out how to make it work.
So, right.
I can totally relate to this because it is. It's like, you know, and I explain all of the features of this broom huggy. How, you know, take it step by step. How does this work?
Okay, so basically, if you can imagine a towel, that's in the shape of a broom with the handle. That's an outer. It has microfiber in it. That's the outer layer. The inner layer is basically, it's called Teva. It's like what you would think that you would cover like a mattress with for a baby crib. So it's water protective. And then the inner lining is just a foam that you would, you know, any sort of like pillow foam that you could use. And then the outer layer for the scrubbing edge is a mesh netting. And that was one of our biggest surprises, is finding, because when I originally made this and I went to the local, you know, convenience stores, and I was, you know, I just kind of grabbed piece by piece and I made one. And then I went to go source it, and it was like, oh, all those are commercial products. And I'm like, what does that mean? That means you can't just go to your local store and buy it in big bulk. So that was really one of the biggest surprises. But yeah, so each piece really fits together. It's sewn all three layers together, and then it snaps together. That's one of the things that we had patented, was the snapping part on the broom. So, and it actually fits most brooms. So there's some commercial brooms that it doesn't fit, but they're a lot larger. But your normal household broom that you would buy at any store, you know, I don't know if we can name them all, but you can think of them, you know, just that you do your daily shopping for all your cleaning supplies, you can, it fits almost all those brooms. So we did do a test, and it snaps right on there. So, and it fits really snug. So what's great about it is that you can really mop and sweep at the same time. So it's a huge time saver. So that's one of my favorite things about it, besides being friendly to the earth, is that it's a big time saver. And with three kids, that's what's most important to me.
I know. What a great idea. So it just snaps right onto a broom, and then you can sweep and mop at the same time. You just wet it.
Right.
You wet it with a spray bottle, wet it in the sink, wet it however you want. What?
Yeah, exactly. You can do it however you like to do it. I mean, if you want to do a dry mop or a dry sweep, you can do that with the microfiber. It just picks up, you know, all the extra. If you have pets, you know, it's great for that. If you have kids that are spillers like me, what I tend to do is you can either, you know, grab your favorite cleaner and squirt it on the floor, or you can just kind of dip it in your sink like a traditional mop. You can do one side wet and one side dry. That's what I usually do, and that way I can like do a quick sweep and then just flip it over and do a quick mop, and then I'm done, and I don't have to go back to that spot. And then when I'm by, you know, just like a normal sweeping action, you create like a little pile, and you can just use it and sweep it right into the dustpan. So it's really kind of great.
Is, and I'm laughing, you know, if you have kids who are spillers. Does anybody not have kids who are spillers? I mean, I'm a spiller, and I'm an adult. I remember my brother once being with my kids when they were little, and he went to pour them a drink, and he said, how much should I give them? I said, as much as you want to wipe up. And he was like, oh, okay. You know, I was just giving them a little bit. I was like, you know, that's how you gauge it. Whatever you want to clean up is what you give them, you know.
Exactly.
Because they're kids.
And if you don't give them, if you give them just a tiny sip and they do drink it, you have to get up six times. So, so I know what you mean.
Yes, so it is. It's the balance. But I always looked at it, and then it's a science experiment. If they spill, then they get to see what a sponge is like and how it comes to life because it's drinking something. So,
exactly.
With that, I'm going to take a quick break. I just want to say hello to one of our sponsors today, Hope Whistle at 31 Gifts. And Hope says, welcome to my pink bubble called 31. Her name is Hope, and she's known as the Bag Lady. She's a retired social worker who loves to celebrate, encourage, and reward hardworking women with fun, fashionable, and affordable products, many which can be personalized for that special someone. They range from purses and totes to accessories and jewelry from JK by 31. And if you're not sure what you want, Hope can help you as a personal shopper. So she wants you to have a 30 wonderful day, and you can find her at Hope's Gifts Gift Closet on Facebook. If you go to our front page and click, you can click right on the link to her website, and you can also find her in our Mompreneur Marketplace at wordofmomradio.com. So thanks to Hope, and we'll come back to one of our sponsors a little later. And we are back here with Jessica Rowan, creator of the Broom Huggy. And I have to say, you know, we talk about balance at the beginning of the show, you know, building a business, raising a family. Mm-hmm. You are a mother of three. Mm-hmm. You actually work in a hospital at times.
I do,
and have
on
this
the weekend.
Business, you know, yeah, and, you know, your husband and your family and everything else. How do you find that balance between doing this and then actually creating such a cool product like Broom Huggy?
Well, I mean, the biggest challenge is obviously time. So, like you said, balance is good. And what I do is I really, really rely on my family and my friends and my team to help me out. You know, I'm not afraid to ask for help. I know that's a big one for moms. They feel like they can really do it all. I found that early on that I can't do it all. So for me, my husband's really great. He's really supportive of me, and he's really helpful in the product. He does all the back-end computer stuff for me. So, you know, he's an entrepreneur himself and works from home. So, you know, just having that support of a partner that way is really amazing. You know, and I'm really lucky in the sense that both my husband's and my family are local in San Diego. So I get a lot of help from them. You know, if there's a project, you know, like being on this show, they're able to help with the kids. You know, and then my work is really great, too, at the hospital. They're very flexible with my schedule as well. So, you know, I just put it out there that, you know, I have these desires and passions and things that, you know, burn inside me that I want to do and get out there. And, you know, the only way I'm going to get what makes me feel good and to help and make these products is to ask for help. And, you know, I have a really great team around me. I have a lot of girlfriends that are also, you know, doing other products. So it really helps to, like, have a support team and talk to them and go and bounce ideas off of them and, you know, just have those play dates with moms that are also creating products. What I found was, you know, it's kind of a smaller community than I actually thought when I first put this product out. Like, there's not that many people that are creating products, but the ones that are there, they're amazing. You know, I can't even tell you how many people I've met that are just, you know, that I'm like, woo, there are more people like me out there that want to get out there and do stuff. And we really all support each other. So that's my biggest thing when I tell people is, you know, just don't be afraid to ask for help if there's something you really want to do, because you can't do it on all by yourself, and your kids really need you to be there, and your family and your husband. And, you know, if you ask for just a little bit of help, everyone's happy because you get what you need and they get what they need. So that's what's working for me. So, yep.
When do you have a specific target group that you are looking at with this product?
Well, honestly, I feel like it's pretty general. I mean, any mom or anybody that has a decent floor, more than a 10 by 10 square kitchen, they can really use this product. I mean, I would say the majority of people who actually clean their house themselves, and then also on a commercial market, you know, I've thought of hospitals and cleaning services. Those are kind of the areas that we're going to try to go after this production run ends in the summer. So that's kind of our target market. But, you know, I feel like moms are probably the best target market, because it's when you see the product, you go, oh, that makes sense. So, and it's, you know, it's totally affordable, and, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer. I think cleaning products, you know, if you can squeeze in the time to talk about a cleaning product, then, you know, people go, oh, that's a cool one, you know. So there's not too many new cleaning products that come out all the time. They've kind of had the same few products. So I feel like it kind of stands out in that sense. So that's basically my target market, is anyone who has a floor and a pet or a kid. Because you can use it, like, in your bathrooms. You can use it up high, too. We haven't talked about that. I mean, you can use it if you have high ceilings, if you have that, you know, that window or ledge where you keep plants, or, you know, that ceiling fan or high picture, it does really well because it's just,
really?
You know, you have the height of the broom, you know, so you're an extra 6 feet from your however tall you are. So you can kind of just go and dust real quick on ledges and high baseboards and stuff. So my kids like to do that because they're all about the broom huggy these days. They're like, Mommy makes the broom huggy. Let me help you dust. I'm like, all right.
Oh,
so.
There you go. That labor
yeah.
Now when they think they're helping. Sooner or later they'll
right.
realize, wait a minute, this is chores and people get paid for this.
Exactly. So
one of the
whatever
ways that we connected, you know, mm-hmm. one of the ways that you and I connected was that you were a finalist in the MasterCard contest.
Right. Yeah, that was
what
really
happened?
Amazing. So, so it was kind of a crazy day. My husband woke me up pretty early in the morning. You know, he said, Jess, we got to get going. There's a contest that's ending today. And I'm like, what contest? He's on MasterCard's putting out a small business contest for Small Business Week. And I said, really? And he's like, yeah, you got to make a video. And I said, oh, gosh, because making videos are kind of a challenge for me. I do it, but it's difficult. And I said, all right. And he's all, let's go outside somewhere beautiful in San Diego. And I said, okay. So we decided we were going to go to Coronado, which is a really beautiful place in San Diego. And I said, okay, so we get in the car and kids are screaming, you know, and it's really loud, and we're trying to write something to say because it's got to be, it's a one-time take. You can only do it one time and that's it. So we're trying to practice it and get the words right, and MasterCard kind of wants you to say certain things. And then we get in the car and we drive down there and we realize, oh, bummer, it's raining. It never rains in San Diego. It started raining on us. And we're like, oh, man. So we drove all the way to Coronado and it's still raining because we're thinking, oh, we'll stop eventually because San Diego doesn't rain for a long time. And finally, you know, we're driving around and we give up because, you know, the kids are being loud and it's raining and we're like, oh, man. So then we decide, my husband gets a call, so we decide that we have to go back up north. So we pile everyone back in. We don't even try to do the video because it's raining and my hair is going to get messed up. And we drive all the way back up to Encinitas, La Jolla, or Encinitas and Lacadia area. Del Mar, I don't know. It's hard to explain where you are if you don't know where San Diego mm-hmm. is, but it's on the beach. And it stops raining for, like, literally a pocket. We see the next cloud coming. So we, you know, with the kids screaming, we park right up to the beach, we leave them in the car, and we're right there. And so we basically shot the video because my husband's like, you're going to win. He, like, had this feeling. And I was like, oh, man. Okay, so we shot the video on one take, and we're like, all right, well, we hope we get it in. And we submitted it. And literally 3 days go by on Twitter, because this is all through Twitter. So, again, mm-hmm. I really support Twitter. Basically, we get this call or a direct message from Twitter, because that's what's one of the great things about Twitter is you can message anyone. And they said, give us a call or give us some information about you. And I was like, oh. And then I looked back on their thread, and I noticed that they did that with three different people. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I think I'm going to be one of the finalists. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And literally the day I was at work at my hospital job, and they told me at 8 in the morning that I was a finalist. And I was like, and it was for $15,000, which would have been amazing. And I was
right.
like, okay, and that would have got us totally started on our business journey for this. They ironically told me the day that my Kickstarter was ending, because we did Kickstarter as well. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is meant to be. This is so cool. And I was so excited. And we got picked with two other finalists. So my competition, because, of course, I had to look them up.
Right.
And one was a Shark Tank company that went on Shark Tank last season. And they got funded by one of the sharks for $500,000, and they were out of New York. And then the other one was, ironically, another San Diego business that it was more of like a nonprofit business, and they made websites for local Hispanic people that have language issues. So that was a good cause as well. I mean, they were both really good cause companies, but they were a lot farther along than where I was. So I was like, okay, I'm mm-hmm. a complete startup, and they are, you know, well-funded businesses. So I'm thinking,
right,
I'm going to win because this is, because the business model and what MasterCard wanted was to see where they could put their money to make the most difference. And I'm thinking, well, you're going to start
right,
a business with mine, and I'm going to have employees, and we're going to get these things out. So I thought for sure I was going to win. So I was super excited. We went crazy on Twitter and social media and let everyone know, and I had a huge team of people rooting for me. And then we found out on the week, we ended up having to wait an entire week, which was dreadful. And they ended up picking the Shark Tank company. So I was kind of a little, I'm not a sore loser, but I was a little bit hurt by it. But the good news is that we did get a $250 gift card, which we are using for supplies for the Broom Huggy.
And
so,
you know what?
And,
think about it, though. You know, you never know the doors that open because of the people that heard about you through this contest. I mean, that's how you and I connected. You're here on this
right,
show.
Exactly.
And who knows who will hear this show and bring you on their show. And, you know,
exactly,
so it all just kind of snowballs. Not that it makes up for $15,000, because I know what that could do for you. You know,
well, that's
and
a lot
I
of
told
money
you
for
when
us.
We talked, you know, you definitely have to check out the Huggies Mom Inspired Grant Program. Make
right,
sure you check that out. I think they're doing another round right now.
Yeah, I'm
so,
definitely going to look into that for sure.
Yeah,
I appreciate
absolutely,
that.
You know, go for it. I mean, you know, there are a lot of different ways for you. And I mean, I think that this is just such a no-brainer product, you know, because, I mean, you know what, for me, I was a mom who washed cloth diapers. Anything I can do to leave the least impact. And I mean, my kids are, you know, now 27, 25, and 22. My daughter will be 23 next month. So, I had little kids, you know,
right,
and did cloth diapers with all of them. On the flip side, that's why my generation of kids was out of diapers by the time they were two, because
right,
you could feel that you went to the bathroom and you didn't want to be in it. You
right,
know, whereas the diapers of today that create that landfill forever are designed so they don't feel it. They're designed to keep,
right,
I mean,
it's
now
the
they're
comfort,
making diapers for 5 and 6 year olds and
I
stuff
know,
like that. It's like, gee, how
I
long
know,
can we keep our kids in diapers, you know? So I love something like this. I think what you are doing is absolutely fabulous. And I want to take a quick break, say hello
sure,
to our other sponsor today, Karen Cavanaugh at Pink Zebra. Karen is a successful mompreneur who's been in the direct sale industry for over 10 years. And her recent success is with Pink Zebra Home Fragrance, where she's currently a top leader and director with a team of over 6,000 consultants. She's been a corporate speaker and trainer for the company for their national conventions and rallies. She's earned national top honors for team building and sponsoring and runs her home business with the help of her children and family. Pink Zebra's signature product are their soy sprinkles that you can mix and match to create your own scent recipes. And they offer really unique home fragrances and decor products, too. And you can find her at thezebradiva.com. And again, you can meet all of our sponsors at wordofmomradio.com in our Mompreneur Marketplace. You can either hit the link that says our show sponsors or Mompreneur Marketplace. It takes you to meet all of the fabulous women who are here behind Word of Mom Radio. And, you know, for me, I'm such a huge fan of anything that can help moms be home with their kids. And, you know, as somebody, you know, I can totally relate to where you are with starting a product and getting that whole, you know, oh, come on, you know, when are you going to get a real job? And you've got a job. Why would you risk it for this? And, you know, people, that entrepreneurial spirit, that mompreneur spirit is such a great driving force, Jessica. It really is, you know. And I want to ask you, what kind of advice, what can you share with women like you who have that commitment to making something, making a difference, creating a product, you know, or a service and their own business? What can you share with them?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to have a plan, because I think if people come, you know, a lot of people have ideas, like I said earlier, but if you actually write out a plan by step, like if you have an idea or a product that you want to get out there, you know, start write that down and see, step by step, and see what it takes to actually do it, and see if it's something that you can really do. Because, you know, once you actually put it out on paper and write it down and share it with a couple friends, they go, then they take you more seriously. And from there, they're going to be like, okay, that's a good idea, or I know this person that can help you with that. And then you give them you call them and you go, okay, what does it take to do this step? And, you know, it really takes about, you know, a few months to write out that plan. I mean, that's the first step that I would, you know, give to people is, you know, if you have this idea in your head, write it down and see what it really takes, because, you know, it's easy to think of ideas, but it's a lot harder to go and do step by step, you know. And then the next thing is you really just have to believe in it. I mean, is this something that you really, really believe in? Because there's going to be people that are, you know, adverse to you and go, oh, okay, that's not, you know, I wouldn't use that, or I don't like that, or whatnot. You're going to hear people, you know, tell you that. And then your direct friends and family tend to just tell you what you want to hear. So you really need to go and take that next step and talk to strangers and really get out there and share it with people and see what they say, and just be honest with them and say, hey, you know, I have this idea, and, you know, what do you think about this? This is a step that I need help with right now. Can you help me? And, you know, they're going to tell you if they don't know you, or on Twitter, or, you know, on email, or you call a company. I mean, you can call different companies that are, like, similar products and say, hey, is there anyone that I can talk to, you know, that, you know, does education in your business, or anyone that, you know, goes out and has programs that you can go and check it out and see what they're doing and what kind of, you know, programs that they have. You know, you really have to kind of get it out of your head and put it out there. I mean, I think a lot of people get stuck in their head. So if you actually start doing things, that's where you'll know the difference between someone who actually creates a product and someone who thinks about a product. I mean, and then you just have to really believe in it, because it's not really that easy road, and especially if you're a mom. You're going to be, you know, everything that you do outside of your family, you know, takes away from your kids, I mean, in a sense. I mean, some people really like, you know, shopping or cooking or, you know, art or, you know, hanging out with their friends or whatever it may be. That's something that you want to do. This is in that same category. You really have to, it takes you away. So, you know, you have to have a balance, like you said in the beginning of the show. You know, you have to decide, is this something I want to spend several hours on and take away from all the other things that I like to do, because you're not going to be able to do everything. So if you have that passion, you know, to really make a product or have an invention or write a book or, you know, be a public speaker or whatever is driving you, you know, you just have to write it down. That's and start from there, and then just really get out there and talk to people. That's my biggest thing with when they ask me about it, you know, and some people just think you're a little bit crazy. I will admit, they go, wow, you're really out there. And I'm like, well, you have to, you know. I mean, every inventor and every person has, you know, as being an entrepreneur, there's ups and downs, you know. It's really, really emotional roller coaster, because you put yourself out there and there, you can fail, you know. You have to, it's okay to fail, because there's, you know, you can really, learn from your mistakes in this kind of being an entrepreneur in this kind of world of products and making things and creating things, because not everything you create is going to be a winner, and that's okay, but you're learning the steps, and then the next idea, you're going to go, I know all the steps, and I'm going to knock it out of the park. So that's what I usually tell people when they ask me about it, just get out there. So,
you know, I love your advice, and you know, we do on Tuesdays, we have a business spotlight show here, mm-hmm. where we deal with social media and, mm-hmm. you know, the help, not hype. I mean, Janice is not going to tell you, oh, yeah, and you're going to get online and you're going to have a million followers and this and that. I mean, we really look at the nitty gritty of it. And then we do a Managing Mompreneur Mayhem show. And even on this show, we've done several shows about how to build a business plan. Because if you're going for funding, it's one thing. The SBA has certain guidelines that you have to have in there, the way that you've built your business plan. But if you are doing this yourself the way you are, and self-funding and things like that, having that plan that step by step, you know, you really need to set out and do something where you're looking at what you're going to do in year one, year two, year three, because if you don't create that map for yourself, you know, it's like
right.
me driving from New York to California. Am I going to get there? Sure. But if I don't have a map, I'm going to go a lot of different places I didn't have to go. I'm not going
right.
to find the most direct route because I don't have an idea of what I want to do and how I want to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You
exactly.
know, and so it is true. It's so important. And you know what? Excuse me. Looking back on that plan, every few months, you know, 4 to 6 months, take a look back at it because you'll be amazed.
Right.
Excuse me. Once you write things down. I mean, I remember with my business, I was doing stuff in year two that I thought I would be doing in year five.
Yeah, and
but
the,
it's
the
weird
other thing is
when
you
finally
can,
map
you
things out,
it.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly,
that's
what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't, and you can't, you know, if it doesn't work one way, you go the other way and you write it down and you go, okay, I tried this and I didn't like it and I'm going to go forward with a different direction, you know. You just have, and that's where the emotional part gets in. You just can't let that, you know, if you have a little bit of change, and I know everyone says they don't like change, but the reality is change is happening all the time, and if you learn to
right.
really embrace that change, then you're going to be well in advance from everyone else, because that's what it's about. Of course your plan is going to change a little bit. My day changes every day. You never know what
your
kids are going to do. So.
And so. It's true, but it's amazing, though, when you kind of define things,
uh-huh.
you know, and have a clear vision of what you're doing, it's so, you know, as opposed to, it's like baking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a recipe on how to bake something, you know, it's not like cooking where you can, throw in a little of this, throw in a little of that. When you're baking, there are actually specific things you have to do to bake, you know,
yes.
and stuff. You can
mm-hmm.
throw in some additional things, but if you don't have, you know, flour and baking powder and baking soda, guess what? It's not going to rise. So there are those little bitty things that you have to make sure that you do. And then the rest of it, you know, you can, as a business owner, fly by the seat of your pants. Because especially, trust me, as a mompreneur, I built my business when my kids were home and little and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time I was speaking at an engagement, and at 8 o'clock in the morning, then I had a conference I was going to, this and that, and I got a phone call from my daughter that she was sick. And I was like, honey, I have to speak at 8. I'm done at 9. So I'm
mm-hmm.
calling into school right now. You stay home. Because she
right.
was 17. She was a senior. And I had
yeah.
left that morning. And I was like, I will see. And she was like, but Mom, you have all these things to do. I was like, no. This is the only have to I have, is I have to speak here. Other than
right.
that, being your mom is my have to. You
right.
know? And
mm-hmm.
that's just, you know, because you don't know. And again, not being able to shift things, not knowing what you're doing, it makes it a lot more difficult. So
mm-hmm.
I love the advice that you're sharing. So I have to ask you, are you working on anything else?
Yeah, actually, so along with the Room Huggy, we are trying to create a few other complementary products. We have a website called earthmop.com, and that is actually a pad that you can put on your Swiffer. So that product is in the works as well, and we're all pretty close to selling that too. So my husband's more involved with that, but I'm definitely helping him as well. So it basically is a pad that you put onto the Swiffer. You know, there's like a certain
mm-hmm.
cutout that we created, so it's
mm-hmm.
really similar. We use the same material as the Broom Huggy, so because we know it works really well, the microfiber,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a single pad, and you can we sell them as a pack of three, and you can just and that you know instead of buying a whole box of the throwaways, you can probably reuse those. You know, hundreds of times. So it depends on your personal. People always go, how many times can you reuse this? Well, it's kind of like a sponge. You know, some people might replace their sponges once a month. Some people are every 3 months. Some people are when it falls apart. So that's kind of your personal choice. But it stays good for hundreds and hundreds of uses. So it's pretty
yeah.
cool. So yeah, we're working on that. So. And,
well, that is very cool. So, all right, as we wind down this conversation, let everybody
mm-hmm.
know how to reach you, Jessica. how they can reach
definitely.
Out to you, please?
So my website is broomhuggy.com. And if anybody wanted to ever get in touch with me directly, my email is Jessica at Broomhuggy. You know, I'm pretty active on Twitter. You can always send me a message. I pretty much respond to everybody because I'm looking for all sorts of things. You know, I'm looking out there, oh, do you have this? Or, you know, if you think you can help the business or have advice, I'm always listening. So that's one thing I always tell people is keep your ears open. So because you never know what other people can have, you know, to offer. So we're taking pre-orders right now. We're hoping to get the Broomhuggy created and made by the end of summer. So what we're doing is we're taking pre-orders to see the demand, and then we're going to make them. So if anybody's interested, there's a nice video on my website to check out. If it didn't quite understand how it fits on the broom, there's video and pictures, and you can go to the website and pre-order one. Right now, they're $17.99 on the website and with free shipping. So they're pretty affordable.
They really are. Jessica, I'm so glad. I really am so glad that we connected.
Definitely.
And
I'm really honored to be on
your
show.
Oh, I'm excited. And I please keep us posted, you know, on how things are going. And I'll throw it out to you, you know, to make sure you put us out on your calendar in March, because our anniversary month is in March. And we do a Word of Mom March, and all month long on my show, I just bring back guests that we had throughout the year to share where they are now. So I'm excited that I'm sharing you in your pre-launch stage, getting your pre-orders and everything else. I cannot wait to have you back to share with us what is happening with the Broomhuggy, because I just think you have a great idea. I really
Thank
do.
You.
And keep those videos going. You know, I'm serious. Keep those videos going. YouTube is such a huge search engine. The more you get up there, the more people are going to hear about you and stuff, you know, because it's really a great idea. Just a little housekeeping before we end today's show. Tuesday, Sina Block's going to be here sharing some summer strategies, because let's face it, as mompreneurs, this is the challenging time of the year. When the kids are home from school, we have some great archives. Kaz last week on The Sneaky Mom shared some great ways to beat summer boredom. On Productive Play with Alyssa and Debbie last month, they shared how to create your summer car bag and stuff that you always make sure you have in the car with you, with your kids, to be able to enjoy your summer. And they'll be here on Wednesday with Productive Play and a new show. And next Thursday, I am here with MomCo. So I'm really excited about that. And, you know, it's the summertime, so now a lot of archives will be happening. And you know, my show will be doing a bunch of different shows, sharing a bunch of different women that we've shared throughout the year, you know, as the summer goes along. So, you know, it's always fun to mix in the live and the archive and everything else. And Jessica, again, I am so glad that
yes,
we connected,
so
and
much.
It was just a pleasure having you here. It really is. So I
thank you
so much.
And I look forward to the next show.
Oh, me too. You know, we really have fun. We really do. And, you know, Word of Mom Radio started because moms need a voice, and we need a place to be able to share who we are and what we're doing and our commitments to making a difference. And I love how you are making a difference in the lives of your kids, your family, and what you're doing here. I think it's a great idea. I really, truly do. I really do. And it's a pleasure getting to share you. I look forward to speaking to you soon. And for all of you tuning in here, thank you so much for being here with us on Word of Mom Radio. We will see you next week. So until then, this is Dori DiCarlo on behalf of us all. Thanks to our sponsors today, PinkZebraDiva.com and Hope's Closet and 31 Gifts. Again, meet all of them in our Mompreneur Marketplace at WordOfMomRadio.com. So until next week, we will see you then. So go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.